Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Ed Tobias with some news and commentary from the MS Wire. February 29th was Rare Disease Day. It's a day on which those in the rare disease community attempt to raise awareness about their diseases. I don't think MS should be included. With about 2.5 million people worldwide in the MS community, I don't consider MS to be rare. When I was working in a newsroom of about 100 people, three of us had MS, and everyone seems to know someone with MS. It is rare, however, when I find someone who understands what MS is all about. I think that what we need is actually an Invisible Disease Day. My Invisible Disease Day would be aimed at all the people who have told me over the nearly 40 years that I've lived with MS, "But you look so great." It would be directed to those who believe that MS fatigue is no worse than their tough, tiring day at the office, and also to those who are under the impression that MS is a death sentence. I'd include people who have a friend with MS and who tell me that he doesn't have the problems you have. And of course, I'd need to include the ones who think that Jerry Lewis used to host a telethon every Labor Day weekend to benefit people with MS. I tell all of these people that I may look great, but I may have to hunt for a simple word in the middle of a sentence. I may look great because I have a tan and I exercise, but I may pay a price for that because heat can be my enemy. So can cold. I tell them when it hits, MS fatigue is like a ton of bricks. It can keep some of us from attending a family gathering or even taking in a movie that we really want to see. At its worst, it can keep someone from being able to hold a full-time job or even to work at all. I tell people that far from being a death sentence, the average life expectancy of someone with MS is really only a few years less than average for everyone. And I tell someone who has a friend with MS that our disease treats each of us differently. Those are some of our invisible symptoms. My trouble walking and my occasional need to rush to the bathroom don't need a special day to highlight them. As for the Labor Day weekend telethon, Jerry Lewis hosted one for many years for muscular dystrophy, MD, not MS. But as it turns out, I don't need to create an Invisible Disease Day at all. There's already an Invisible Disabilities Week. It's in October, and I'll remind you about my invisible disease then.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.